We're holding the end of the Sugya of Vestas. Then we already covered the basically the 10 ideas of Vestas. And now we're discussing people Musalekis who are not in the parish of Vestas. We should know already from Simon Kupay Dalin there are five questions this way. Ketano, Sekeno, Muberes, and Menekes. That's the five that are simple, that's brought down over here. And one that seemed to be left out, the case of Pachad. Not sure why it's left out. Especially the fact that Gemara learns that Muberes in the case of Pachad. It's Aura. But when it comes out, we have five cases with Selekis before we go through two now and two next Kabura. The problem with this Indian is we have a Mishnah that Zainam Aleph. The Mishnah says that Dal Noshim Dain Chaitim. The Noshim Dain Chaitim by now, as everyone knows, negates the idea of a Tumah V'Tahara. That means the Mishnah starts off the Masechta, the Nida, about the Noshim Dain Chaitim Eis Leis Machlekes, Yisil V'Shamay Chachamim, that some Isha, when she has the best, negates the Tumah V'Tahara. She sees her fast now, the tire that she tires, so she's eating in the past 24 hours, what's the halacha? So they get to these notions which lack us, not able to see, the same halacha that Daniel tried to, and not to the time of the tires in the past 24 hours. But Shur comes and says, this halacha of Daniel tried to, is not by the four notions, but only by case of Sula. The bishop passed in like him, the other. Halacha of the Dal Noshim are this way. If the commission explains, what are the cases of the Dal Noshim? The case of a psula is something that you do not see yet in the mail. The case of a embarrassed someone's looking over. The case of a nekes, the mishnah is machlokes, the mayor of the chachamim. The case over here is a person who in 2 years is after nursing. The last case is a keno, someone who passed 3 months, someone is a kanusai. Then the mishnah ends off, someone passed 3 anus. The yet passed 3 anus in the mishnah are really 3 shitas. One, the first sheet says, passing in oinus, which like is attacked by his kaino. Yablezer says, all noshim are that way, passing in 3 oinus. The Mishnah Adolf of Yeshi says, the Mubarak's neck is passing in 3 oinus. Now, the fact that we have this mission when they gave a tumor tire, they gave him oinus and the idea of dying chaiton, coming the bashbook, brought down the Isaiah, and says, we have a chidish over here that we are going to learn out from tumor tire to Sugya Vestas. That means we're extrapolating and taking out from the Sugya Tumah of Tahara to Vestas. Again, we'll see the Kuzi Kesef, the part when it gets the Taz, that it's not fully considered the same exact halacha. We are dropped different over here. That means we're learning now. The question is how far to learn out. Now, practically getting the Sugya of Sula or a Kitana where that's not where we see Dam, there's one simple way of doing the Sugya, how the Chokh Mazadam starts off, in Klaal to your Beis, Sukham of Vav. It's not what's so you want to know the halacha is Ayin Shukhan Aruch. Fine. The Shai Torah goes that way, certain Swarm is Maneda go that way. One of the Lachas Ayin Shulchan Aruch is not Motsi. Why is not Motsi? You get a Tano or someone who did not see, who's wait to see, not see yet. Either because she did, is not wait, made to see. Even if she does see, she's not married, is not negated practically. I negate to the Sugya of Kliya, someone who is. So we already know that Lachas is, that someone who has a Swordam, until she goes to the Mikvah, would make it clear anyway, it's not making a difference, it's a Lachas practically. So we put this question aside, however it's nice that we do have a long base asif, we do have a taz over here, and practically there is an afkamin that comes out and it gets to Zekena, because Zekena and Katana ought to be the same sugya over here. So we'll try to go through it, and the worst comes to us, Yam Torah V'yadir, it's Lishma, we're trying to send the sugya over here. We got Sky for that also. We have a Bryson on Tesla base. Bryson starts off really with 4 stages over here. Starts with first the case of a Tinekish Shloikiz Mandaris, meaning either she's 10 years old or she's 12 years old, not have someone yet. Won't make a difference. She's not the person who should not see is not normal to see. It says that Bryson, the first stage over here, is first if a person saw one time, Dain Chaitan. The second time, Dain Chaitan. A third time, the Lachi is Kikola Noshim Eislais, or with Kidal Kidal. So the question here is, the Gate of Sugya Chazoko. The first stage of the rice over here, the wise 3 times mice is enough, we know by a sharp word. You have to knock out 3 times to make it a word. Now it's a word, the 4th time is a problem. Over here we're saying that the first time, the second time, dying chaitim, 3rd time is ma'is la'is. It's that the clone of chazoko should be the one to make a chazoko here after 3 times, the 4th time should be ma'is la'is. Therefore it says Rashi the Sugya, Rabbi Shito. We know it's Machlokes Rebbe, which is Shimon and Leo, is Chazoka 2 or 3. We be'etz and possible Chazoka is 3, except by negate the Sugya of Nisa, B'chayshish. Therefore, it's true the Sugya we're discussing, the Lacha, negate dying changes after 2 times, and 3rd time, Eis Leis, Rabbi Shimon will be able to hold that the way. You need a false guard. Halach will be a false guard. The Sigur is going to come to Rebbe. One, that's the first akin to the Bison. The second change to the Bison. She already had a case of 30-30-30, and she should be like all Moshe. Now she's over given oinos for also dying chaiton. Why is that so? So really there are two ways to understand why dying chaiton for. Either you say it's a loss of Yuchel Tektano, that we know that not made to see. She passed three times, so back to being Tano. No. That's actually like all Noshim. She already saw three times 30-30-30. Except she's like all Noshim, and the laws in the mission says all Noshim. That passes three oinos. The loss of dying chaiton. She's back to the loss of all Noshim. That's better give me the Gemara's question that Yud, what's the one in the stage of the Braisa? Is she like all Noshim? But I'm lost Shito? But no, she's a loss of a Yuchdig Din of Tano, she's at least being going to go see a beer. The Gemara after says Gimel Oinus, so let's say he passed three oinos a second time. Again, dying Shito. And the Gemara, again, the Gemara have a question, is this a Din Yuchdig Blazer? Or a Din Yuchdig Tano beer? The Gemara said, however, let's say he passed 90 times, a third time. That means you won 30 you saw, 30 you saw, 30 you saw. Then 90 you saw, 90 you saw, 90 you saw. Then the Gilmos Mafreya, that she's not Nichol Geda Musulakis, Nichol Geda of Shina Vestover, and the Vest is 90-90-90. Where's the Chazaka? Again, 90-90-90 is going according to the Halacha, according to Rabbi says Rashi. Third stage of the price of Eris. It gives Mani Luris. That means that's Amish's case. What's the Halacha? First time, Dai Shaitan. Second time, Matam Beis Leis. Very simple. End of the Baisa, even in a regular Isha, years Man of Lirois, 30, 30, 30, she saw 30, and then she's now going to go see. She passes the Gimel Oynes, but she's not seeing the Loch of Dai Shaitan. I mean, she's 20 years old. She passes three Oynes over here. She's not seeing the Loch of Dai Shaitan. Why? Because that's the blessing of the Mishnah. Kol Nosh, she passes Gimel Oynes, Dai Shaitan. That's the locha. Next time, Yimei Isleis. You get to a fourth stage of the Braisa. You get to discussing now the Ketano. We can focus on the point over here, the first two stages. First, in the case over here, she had 30-30-30. By Shleiki is Marlou, she's 10 years old. The locha is then, as the locha of Dain Chaita, the Kondi Rashi, it's Rabbi Shito. Then, after the Yimei Isleis, it's Rabbi Shito. And then, the second stage of the Braisa is, after 30-30-30, she passed Kim Onyesha to Nazi. The question is, what level is she? Is she the Nichol Geda of all Giyas Man Lirois, like all Noshim? Or is she Miyuchud, Dinei Ketano, she's being Giyas Man Lirois? First to point out, according to Rabbi,
90-90-90.
Maybe it's afterwards. First to point out, the Geta Chazaka was saying, what's Chazaka? It's Rabbi Shito, two times. So saying the Lachov here is, we saw 30, and then 30. She had the Chazaka, Giyas Man Lirois, third 30, she's now Meis Leis. How many times do you have to be accurate? Then pass three oinos. Why three? It's Rabbi Shito. If you make it chazaka, to make it into a tam, be two times. If you make it through two times, you make it through two times. In fact, the earth and air, the chor to be accurate, should be cated two times over here. The price itself does not really flow over here. So make it as two times Rabbi Shito, make it two times. So you why does that sarachin? But the chor you have to say, I'll be the samsoi, at least in the first malach, he says, and he wants to tell you that the Sylvia of Gimel Oinus is not really being accurate. Like you're right, be two times. Nichol Geda Musulakis. Chazal give you a Shia Musulakis is passing three Oinus. That's a Shia Chazal. That means to make a Chazal be two times. Make Musulakis, Chazal says to be a case of three Oinus over here. Fine. Come on, Gemara now, Daf Yudah Ben Aleph. This causes, really, when we have these two stages in the Braisa, the first two stages, what's the concept over here? Now, Kamila point out, again, we have first stage over here. Or really, the price said over here, you pass 30-30-30 the first time 90. After the first time 90, what happens to see a regular oinos? See 30 days later. Is that now nichol in the parsha like she's kol noshim? And therefore, all noshim after 190 sees a 30. That lost a slice. But no, it's a dim yuchin and tano when you pass 90. She makes an ois, being a gears man lewis. Back there to make a new chazak over here. That means the Gemara's question is, what happened if she passed the 90? That's the Shad Gemara. Side is this in the first level of Gemara, side in the second level of Gemara. That means the Bryce has two stages over here. One of the Bryce has a stage when you pass 90 one time, one you have a stage when you pass two times 90. The Gemara's getting asked on both stages of the Gemara, what does it mean you pass 90? Is it like all Nashim? Reb Elazar Shita, all Nashim past 90. We're fine. One time 90. Next time we see. Only in Tani, Persish, Mace Lace. But no, it's a din in Kitano. You passed 90. We lost the first 33 fish after Parisho. By Tani, we make the Chazav again. That's what Shalom Rashi explains the two sides of the Gemara over here. The Gemara answers two different things on the two levels over here, according to Rashi. Rav Gilmo Rav says that if Nami, the Rishon of Ishniya, by the first level, you pass 190, the Lochit Dain Chaitun. Rashi Engin Ishlishis, Lochit Me'ace Lace. Rashi explains what the Yisrael over here is. Really, when a person first 90, she's a Ketana. She's a Ketana, that level over there. By Ketana, you have to make a Chazoko. So what happens? So 90, then you saw 30, that's the second time already. After 90, you saw one time. After 30, you saw a second time, it's Rav Shiti, you made a Chazoko. So now you have the second 30, the Loch is the Ketana Me'ace Lace. So when it says 90 and 30, according to Rashi, the 90, after 90, you saw is Rishayna. After 30, the first 30 is a Shniya. Now you have two times you saw, you have the Zokon to Rabbi. The third time, the Matam is Lace, very simple.
You only want a flood of three, though.
That's true. We have 2 years over here. 2 years to see is enough. I mean, you get to what the basis was asking. You're asking the basis to Gashem. The Sefer, the way out of the, you have a case of 90 and then 90. Come on, again, the Gemara's question over here, if you're back to all Noshim, back to Sugim Ketano. Over here, no, the Gemara's saying, when Gidom Rav is answering back, the Rishon over here is the second 90. Over that, it says that Gidom Rav is back to all Gears Manliris. We see it after 90, after 90, it's two times like that. That's a Gears Manliris. A Gears Manliris, the first 30 that you see. The Lochim is nice. That means you're answering the two questions of the Gemara two different ways. In the ratio, when answering the price of Gidom Rav, it's saying, Echlam, you should back to Sugim Ketano. You have to make Chazakim. Mashenki, 90 and 90, the loch is back to all Noshim, and therefore, seeing one time 30 later is dying Chaitun. Adkan Rashi. Come on the tour, and you went with the Rashi, Mr. Mahalach. The Ikki, the Pashkin, went this way, and come the slight differences how to say it over. First point, he says, to say that the Bryce is Rebbe, and he was at the whole shack of Tari and Rebbe, we the Maisa do not pass like Rebbe. We don't pass like Rebbe. So say that Pshan Sugi is not Mustafa. Elamai, we're going Psy Rebbe and Psy Rashi Rashi Gamliel. In fact, the Rashba, the Kedushim over here, how could be Rashi Gamliel as the Chazakas three times? So where he explains is that one time, two times, three times, now you have a Chazaka on the third time. It's Mishlam by a Shor to make Chazakas three times, then I have Chiv Shmira to only come Chayv in the fourth time. But here, we're not discussing the Shor to Chayv in the Shmira, we're discussing right now on the third time you have a Chazaka. As Miguel Igla Milsamafre, the first one of three, he made a chazakah. So now on the third time, it's Me'ace Lace. Because now it's the chazakah over here. I fret. The Rashba, and that's Rashi's Issa himself. It's Igla Milsamafre, that's Betama, even the first and second time, Father Chazakah. Because Rashi knows, so you're over here, the Rabbanon of the Me'ace Lace. Therefore, the Rabbanon will not be Betama Mafreya. That means, says Rashba, when it says three times, the third time is a chazakah. I have to be according to Rebbe also. So the Rashba says in the Chedushim, the Rebbe holds the first time of the Mikvah, should not make the third to go see. First time we don't count at all, it's Kiyosah. Now we have the second and third, that according to the Rebbe is really the first and second. The Sai Rebbe and Sai Rashi Gamliel hold right now the Chazakah is 1, 2, and 3 on the third time, it's Me'ace Lace. That means they, right now in the first stage of what the Yisrael here is, they agree to Rashi in the Sugyo three times, this is not Rebbe Shito, it's Rashi Gamliel. I think one of you says, how many Rebbe? It is Rebbe. So Rashi understands that's going back on Shloikiyas Manilirais, the verse half of the Braiso. Says it's Sitar and Chedushim, look at the Rashi inside, he's going back to the safe for the Braiso, the Giyas Manilirais. On that, that's Rebbe. But about that, the Rashi, the ratio is Sai Rebbe, Sai Shukun Wheel, of Gidom Rabs, by the way, that whole circle of the Shakam Tara, that's the ratio, that is Sai Rebbe, Sai Shukun Wheel. That's one thing, Aleph in the base Asif. Second one, come on the base Asif. With his Avoni, has a hard time over here. This is what he come out with, that the Geta Ketano, to be Choshev three times, is that a case when she saw, let's say, 30, 30, 30, that's a classic example. To have a Dafka Bekfias the same day, or the same Aflaka, has to be Mamash a Veskivua to be Choshev for a Ketano? But no, she saw them 28, saw them 30, then saw 31. That's also, she has a Kfias, she is a Chazok of seeing, but not Bekfias. Do we need a chazaka to see? She's a muxi to see? Or need a bikvias one to go see? So it's very clear in the basis. We understand
that we must not know she we must accept the kfiyas today. That's her akim told me here. If that's so, he has the obvious question: how do you mean the Gemara? The Gemara is saying the loch is after 90. The Gemara clarifies what's the loch of oinik tano. He points out the sugya discussing saichodesh in the case of avloko. So you have a case where we have a 90, and then after 90 yisor, and after 30 yisor, and after 30 yisor. What's the loch of ace la ace? Well, what do you have over here? You have 90, 30, 30. Where is the 30? So we have 4 vias over here. They get the sugya of avloko. You need four reasons to get three aflogos. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Gidon Rav in the first case, but the Shniyah after the second 30 according to Rashi, Loch the time is lace. How can that be over here? Divri says a Chiddush, when it says Rishayna, Rashi says Rishayna meant the 90. So the base of Yisrael, when it says Rishayna, means three afterwards, meaning the Oynik Tano. I mean, he had 30, 30, 30. Then he had 90, didn't see. Then the first 30 you saw, after the Oynik Tano, after the 30, that's the Rishayna. And on that, we're saying the Rishayna Shnia, we don't count, the 30 and 30. Mashenki, the third 30, we don't count Zalko. We have 4 readers, and 3 of Logos over here. Goes on even now a step further. We've given more up by the second case, we have a 90 and a 90. And then you see a 30 afterwards. According to Rashi, it's Mace Lace over here. According to Rashi, the Rishayna is the second 90. And therefore, the more said we should, we don't count. But the first 30, the loch over here is Meis Leis. Again, according to the base days, we said according to me, where's the Fias over here? We show up over here. She says a massive Chiddush, the Rishayna is not even after the first Oynik Tano. It's after he switched now, even after the second Oynik Tano. That would be the case of 90-90. Then 30, then another 30, a second 30, that's called Rishayna. That was saying not Matano, only not in Chaito. And then the third 30, which is now this Shni in the Gemara, that's a loch of a case of Eis Leis. Said the Taz is a Pleo. And with our Anish Dung, Chodesh Aito, to me and Gadol, how in the world, Bishlam, I mean, stop learning. Rashi says Bishayna means on 90. That's the first thing you see after our Sakh, it's called Bishayna. Fine, you want to say the Bishayna means after Oynik Tano, which is not a start from. Now you took the Bishayna one time, meaning after Oynik Tano. And now it means the second Rishayna means after the second Oynik Tano? I mean, you're switching the words around. It's a pebble over here. You're making the one Rishayna, the first Rishayna is after the second Riyah, and the second Rishayna is after the third Riyah. In the Pashas, like Rashi, Rishayna means the first Riyah. He's switching to mean the first time the second Riyah, and the second time means the third Riyah. That's a pebble over here. So he says the auxiliary study of Lavon of the Beis Yosef. And the idea over here by Tana is not to make a kvias over here, it's to be muchsiker, to be machsiker, that she is a person that sees Tana. And if she sees 30, then 28, then 31, and Echlami, that would be the kimt over here, that would say she sees Tana. And then it will come out, when he says the Lashon of Rishayna the Baisa, what does that mean? According to the Baisa, he's going back to the Oynik Tano. According to the Taz, it means in the Oynik Gelo. I mean, the Taz ain't Rashi. The only difference between Taz and the Rashi is where exactly is it Rav Shimon Lila only Rebbe? But Taz gets Rashi, that means you have a machlokes. We have 2 points over that comes out. It's how the Taz gets Beis Yosef. Number one, machlokes to need a kfiyas or not. According to the Taz, the loch is you do not need a kfiyas. You need a case to be muchsik of saying dam. They have a 28, 30, 31. That's looking at a muchsik. Beis Yosef said no. You need a case of kfiyas over here. You need 30, 30, 30. That's shabbat. And number 2 comes out, then after 90 and 90, 290, the second level of the price over here, Gilam Rav, what are you? According to Taz, according to Rashi, Kumar Shah and Osho. One time mice is enough. But according to Beis Yosef, no, 90 and 90, your case is Mishlekes. And you see 3 times afterwards. So the question is, what are you asking 290s? According to, again, Rashi and Taz, you're Shah and Osho. One more time, that's enough. According to the Beis Yosef, he's Mishlekes. Need 30, 30, and it's cool, the second 30 being Rishayna. Need 30, 30 over here. A look at myself, what comes out in the Geritos? So first, the Geritos, we don't have really Katana. The Geritos is a Sugya to get to, he's a Kena, practically. That means a look over here, will come out, same Sugya by Katana and by a regular Isha. So first, by Katana is a Kena. So first, the Geritos way, Alocha, we pass on the Taz or the Beis Yosef. So again, come on the Shach on the page over here and says the Sugyo, the Taz is correct. Consent upon the Sugyo, the Taz is correct. However, we did not extrapolate from Sugyo Tumu Vataro to Sugyo Avestus fully. That's not what we're doing over here. The gate to the Sugya of Vestas, a Ketana is not made to go see. And therefore, the Lachal by Vesha and Nikvo were not Chushish. Then he says the fact that he saw 28, 30, 31, and it's not that there is no Chushash over here. I mean, Tazi right from the Sugya. Then what do you have? We're not going to learn that out to the Sugya of Vestas over here. We learn the concept out, but not fully that if a person has no Kviyas, not be Chushish for it. And therefore, the Shach, what like the basis of a Lachal Maisel, like God, not Pshah the Sugya? I mean, the Lachal Maisel negates the Sakeno. A person in the Zakeno 6 months didn't see. Then sees 28, 30, 31. From the Shach, Chushish for nothing, zero. Not Vesku and no Kviyas, not Vesh any for nothing at all. The Chosmozodim or Choshuchan went this way. I see two Swamis Manazer, which was a tire of carp, and not really, he went this way. It's not a shady mice, which one go like the Taz. But to be clear, to understand how far to take the study of the Taz, that's like very simple. Again, we'll take it as a Kano to see 6 months, then she sees three times. 28, 30, 31. He is discussing the Taz by Ektano. The Ketana's case in the Bryce is a person saw 30, 30, 30. The that's what we're giving you that category, to not see a 90. Now we can see 28, 30, 31. Is that the case of Taz saying, well, when do you have a 30, 30, 30? When do you have a Kfias over here? And then it came to the Taz wants to argue the base Asif. But let's say Stamazai. Ketana wakes up, she's 28. Next month later, 31. Next month later, she's 30. A Rechoshia, Vesha, and a Kippur. You have to realize that Taz's case is built up on the Gemara. The Gemara's case, you already have a Kfias. You're oiku with a 90. The question is, you get it back with the Ainer Kavor. Maybe the Taz is going to limit it. That's what in the Kimto we're discussing over here. So it says in Masala Shekel, the law of the Taz is dark over here. When she already had a Kfias of 30, 30, 30, she passed 90, she was oiku it. Now, to get it back, it's enough to get a Vesha Ainer Kavor. Masala Ilm over here. They went to Sivu Kofay Dalam, on Sivu Kimel, the Sugya of Ketana. Over this brought down to the Halacha, says the Pesachei Tshuva over there, and also in Kiveger, they're both being down in a case we did not see at all. And then come out, or you make a Shash after three times, the Big Dam Achleik is Taz versus the Shash, and the Kuzik Asim. According to Taz, Halacha is a Choshin, even without a Veskvor, looking at Yavok Sik, from the Shash, only the case of Kviyas. They point out, Kiveger, the Pesachei Tshuva over there is Chasik, not an Arakimto, without making Chazaka before him, had a case of Kviyas. They come to argue the Machsa Shekel. They're taking it by stop. Any time that wakes up, and 3 months in a row she sees even an Kviyas, they'll be Chlesh, going to Taz, not going to Shach. That means how far to take this Taz over here, Machsa Shekel by us says, Aloch is dark over here, and not a Kofay Dal. It's a Variah. No one said anything, Kofay Dal, there's no Taz over there, don't speak it out. Said the Kiveg over there, Peska Shuba over there. No, the loch of the Taz Avodah Lomnis is not going to make a Kviyas over here. They did not make a Mukhsik Sidam. She's a Mukhsik. So even the first three times you see, come along to Matama her. And how does you invest this? They get a Vashani Kavor. The loch of Maisa over there, Fiskar Shuba, big down. The Chavdash went like the Taz. See the Tyre went like the Taz. Look at the Kishon Arach went that way. Pastor Mundo went this way. You didn't see it about Bush Tyre. It seemed to me that the Swam is Manazel also went this way. The Bosno and the Vadai Shulchan. By the Simcha, the Oshkol, they went this way, and again, Be'ikah discussing Halacha, the Geta is a Kano. That means she passes a bunch of months, doesn't see, sees 3 times later with Anna Kvias, she's a Geta of a Vesh, she's a Kvor. Now, once discussing the idea of being Oikah through Gimel Oidis, so the Gemara says, Sai negated Kano, Sai negated as a Kano, where Abbas and Lazar by all Nashim, Oikah with Gimel Oidis. Something more about the case of Zakeno, what is an Oino? Kama Oino. The Gemara says Oino is Oino Beinus of 30 days. So first, where is the Makar for Oino Beinus? You know, all Nashim keep a plug of Fetish Oino Beinus. Where is it in the Gemara? It's by us, and I was speaking by Zakeno. The Makar is by us. The Gemara is saying, what is the Oino negates Zakeno she passes by? The Gemara says Oino Beinus is Shleishim Yoim. The Makar is Zakeno. We said they have right take to all Nashim. Against the Gevestus. Well, right, it's a Kofay Tess, I'm Salom, so you're going to make this. It's a Sugin, to make as a Kano, you pass the Yonis. So who did that? Rashi, not Tezvav. Rashi, not Tezvav, and now brings down the Sugin by the Kano to all Noshim. They point out, you can argue the point, and therefore it's not brought down Locha, not by the Rambam, not by the Rif, not by the Ro. The Rambam disagreed with this concept, and therefore the Shach points out, when he's discussing when is it they going to make this, the Shloshim or Shloshim Aleph. He points out Nimush Shoshanim left it out. The question, what happened to these Shoshanim? Says the Gemara, to argue the shach means they didn't hold of it. Sugi zekeino. What right to take sugi zekeino to all cases? The ma'isa we come along, we went along the ma'isa like the Rashba, the Ramban, Rashi, the Eshkol. We took it to all noshim. They point out the second thing. Even Rashi took it to all noshim. He took it to get to halacha of oinu beitu b'dikin yimotes pashmish. We did not take it like we did not do like Rashi. We went like the Torah. That means again, the building blocks of oinu beitus to be machmir. You have to realize that La Hashem don't even hold of it. Even they hold of it, then matal de b'dikah. We come along and argue on both those points. And we applied even as manzer. We took it to 30 and 31. Nothing point out now, Sugya. It said that we have three oinus. Three oinus, the words of the Shulchan Aruch is 90 days. Let's think about that for a minute. What's 30 oinu basis? We know it's the Sugya of Aflago. We count both ends of the spectrum. So if we count both ends of the spectrum, what's 330s? If you do your math, it's simply counting in the day that you saw, and you will see, it's really 87 days. If the oinu basis, it's 87 days. Because you count 30, on the first 30, the end of the 30, that day you're counting in both ends. On the second 30, it's really the second 30, the first day is together with the last day, the first 30.
You
would do that
twice.
So how in the world, what? You and all people was both understand that.
Right.
It's 87 days.
You would do it twice, because you might do it 3.
Again, if you're counting 30, again, 30 of Oinu Beinus, you're counting the day that you saw. And the day that you saw.
How many times am I double counting? One double counting twice. On day 30 or 31.
No, it's 87.
Only twice. One double counting twice. First 30.
It's still not 90, right?
What?
Still not 90. The storming down is 87. You can we'll account after you see it's 87. They point out the Lechura. If you go, that means they point out from over here. Is this a riot? What the day is? We know already that two different cheeses. If it's 30, if it's 31. How do you get to 31? We have Machlok Yishach and the Chavadas. Is he saying the Shach says we count starting the next day? Not today. Or according to Chavadas, it means these are days you don't see and they count from 30. And then the next day you go see, they point out to go with 31, it's 90. It's Shein and Rai over here. It's 90 if you count 31. Chavadas, if you look at the Shulchan, they've been on the third sheet over here. And one time you should count 90, and then the next day should be 91 days. So they look at the Shulchan, he has three sheets over here, 87, if you want to argue with him out of count, is 87, 90, 91, and those one time, the Echlami says 90, why? To make things simple. But yeah, but again, but
just the Shach, that's the Shach's biggest right, so she does, the Shach.
No, it can be, the Beis Yosef says 90, he's the one, the one doesn't say 90.
I don't know, the Shach
says. No, the Beis Yosef says 90, and he's the one says 30, he's coming to argue the Beis Yosef. So no, the Beis Yosef, Machabe says 90, he said an Ubainus means 30 gets a shach.
Yeah, but the shach's biggest right.
This is not a rayo.
The shach says that
the right. You want to say 90, no right for the Gemara.
The shach says it's the biggest right. It's Tzadiyam, it's the biggest right. That's what the shach brings. The shach says that's his best right.
Who says Tzadiyam?
What?
Who says 90 days? Not the Gemara.
The shach brings that, I don't know. It's
what? No, it's not me. The answer back is to make things simple. A lot of times you see numbers, I'm making things easier. We say 20, 40, and 60, we discussed it's really 20, 59, and the right. 20, 39, and 58, to make it simple, 30, 40, 60, right? So the same thing over here, I did on purpose. So the same thing over here is, we're making 30, 60, 90, to make things simple, it really comes out to be a case of 87. Now, the gate to Oinu Beinus over here was saying, the Madaik, it says, the Halacha over here is after Hur, after Ein Bein Oinus. It's not saying about her vest. It says Oinu Beinus, Macaulius, one story her vest specifically. Come along the Shach, bring down the Drisha over here. Drisha wants a tiny Khanami. I mean, let's say her vest is a flog of 35 days. 300 is 105 days. Let's say our flog is a chaydish of Sirug. It'll come out to be 6 months to be accurate. It'll be 180 days. Come along the Drisha, and one tiny Khanami, instead of being given Oinus, is a Moshul Ba'alma. I'm saying 87 is 90, 90 is a Moshul. So Khanami, the day of 90 is a Moshul Ba'alma, because the way of Noshim, Tam Noshim are 90 days. If her vest be a case of 35, or her vest be a case of Sirug of a Chayyid, it should be 180 days, 105 days. Maisa Kamal Shach disagrees and says the Allah will be not the way, come to argue, come out, be a cool over here. The Allah will be is no, we go after a Stam Lashma in the Benis. I can't look at the Miri in the Sugi Naftas, you bet from two sheets over here. Someone telling you after her, some say we have to deceive her. The Maisa the Shach went against the Drisha. I said, no, we go like it said over here, Stam Noshim in the 30 days, we have to Stam Noshim after. Mice look upon the swarm, the Paiskim, everyone goes like the Shach against the Drisha over here. Say the Tosh Shlom and Mice on the page, the Chavdas, the crazy place over here, they come along, the kids, so they come along and say, the Lachas go after, but Chloe is not after her. Obafakert, a case where the Drisha will be a case of a
Kula, let's say her aflog is 25 days, and the three oinos will be a case of 75. Do we have to wait a case now of 90 over here? So look at the two shafts. There's one shaft Sikon Samachay, one Sikon Samachvav. Over here, the shaft agrees to the Drisha. They'll know it'll take long to be Mach, but still need after the Tzibur, we have to go after 390s. We won't go after her again. I mean, Shach always goes after her, Sadal Kula, Sadal Chumra. I mean, not a Kula in the Shach. I mean, if her is 35, Shach is 90. No, we won't go up to 105. If by her is 75, no, we'll go after again. The Tzibur, we'll go after 90 over here.
She tells them Shach Nashu after
her. And here, the Meister Precious switches. You have to know why the Precious switches. He came along and said, like the Shach, go after the Tzibur and after her herself. I mean, the Precious is the one who's been Mechash to switch over here. The Shach says, yes, I agree with the second case. Not in the first case. The Kamar Choshuchum wants my faculty upon the Pisha on the second case. There's Nachas Yisrael, we do see in the Shach over here, you have to read slowly, that here discussing my case of a Ketanah. We go back to the Halacha in the Sif Tezvah over there, discussing by Stam Isha the past of 3 years to Nasi. That means she had a flood of 20 for 2 years. Comes to the first 20 she doesn't see. Don't see in 40, don't see in 60. She sees, let's say, on day 70. Are we chosh now for 20 days later or not? 70 and chosh 90 or no? We have to get here 70 and then 90. So over there we have a machlokes, Taz versus Shachla's question. And they point out the Shachla we have a chosh l'shitosli. That means the Shachla we says, the loch is to get it back, the Taz over there said to be machmer, get it back after we see 70 chosh for 90. Shach says, not the way. Shach says over there, the halach is, you have to be 70 and then 90 and then to get it back. And they're coming out, they point out, this is really the kusa gets over here, and the shach over here, they're saying basically the same story, and that's what the chidush of the Tana, we do not apply this kolam, but that's the case where the shach is speaking out. Well, that's Tana, that's Chav Zayin. Chav has the case of Zekeno. Now, first, the Matthias. So, the Matthias is a little bit of a fellow. Baby in the mother's stomach, a little embryo, about 6 to 8 weeks, they start developing follicles to have eggs inside the body. When this embryo, this baby is 16 to 20 weeks, there's about 6 to 7 million eggs inside the girl's body already. And slowly, after that time, from 20 weeks onwards, slowly starts disappearing. When she's born, she only has 2 million left. When she turns 12 years old, she has only 300,000 left. And then slowly over time it disappears. Over a lifetime, on average, it comes out that the eggs that can be developed or ovulate, they say about 400 of these 300,000 come to be possible to have kids, get pregnant and have kids. The Matthias of egg, from the stage where it is in the beginning till it starts developing, takes about 85 days. And over time, these eggs, slowly in the body, they disappear over here, and they lead to what the alien calls menopause. Get to the stage of being a zekeno, ousting over here. The doctors in the swarm are clear, it has nothing to do with the amount of kids you have, nothing to do with the amount of pregnancies you have. So whatever they tell the body, each one on their own, it does not make a difference how many children. Now, the age of the zekeno, the swarm say, it starts, or could start, the idea of menopause slowly, from the late 40s, go through the 50s and into the 60s. The average age is 51 and a half. But it mamash fluctuates. Now, based upon what sounds like from the Shoinim 1,000 years ago or 200 years ago, sounds like the stage of going over from being a viable person to get pregnant to being a zekeno was much more quicker than it is today. Now they say the body slows down at a much slower pace, and therefore your body can mamash for years rotate back and forth, and it really fluctuates very random, not to even 10 weeks. Last year 12, then after 8, see a lot, see a little, back and forth, half flashes, bikinis, rotates, and it can take years, is what I'm saying. Therefore, building upon that, the gamble have a single year of passing between three oinas. When you stumble, there's a phenosite, you should definitely get a zekeno. That's what I'm saying. Today we wait, not with our local, but being practical, we wait first of all 6 months. Not three oinas, you have to not see for 6 months. Otherwise, things might much fluctuate back and forth. Why did they come along and say that even that, after 3 months, true, technically would be this sigil over here, however, a person should worry to do a bedika after tashmish, before tashmish, do a bedika, or the chalpach to do a kinuach, leave it a couple of seconds, make sure everything's beseder. That means a comment will have what it says on the page. The swarm say,
we are more stringent when it says that prey being practical there until she doesn't see 6 months. She doesn't see 6 months, then definitely the sugya of zakenu. Fine. First, without the sugya of zakenu, we have a clear gemara. What is the zakenu? And then we pass the zakenu oinus over here. I get the same question. What says zakenu oinus go after her oinus, after the oinus of the stab nashim over here? A little bit different than the case of a ketava, because here's my sure she had oinus, went through life, she had oinus over here. Again, the mirror goes back and forth, two sides over here, then we go after her oinus or the tzibur. The maisa, there's a forced vision, the piskei rashbats over here says, here we do go after her oinus. Her oinus is 135, it's 105 days. The maisa read the shach slowly by the case of ketava discussing her oinus and the tzibur's oinus, his last raya is from zakenu. They point out the shach is like for karet, we go after the stam oinus, it's 90 days. If you read the Chachma Sodom, or the Chabadas, or some Sefer, and Fushim, and the Sugi Daf Test, he comes up to the very clearly, the Lacha is applied to Stam, go after the Oinus of the Tzibur, and her specific Oin over here. Now, in what she is definitely in the Gedder of Zakenu, let's say after she sees three times, but not Bekvias, and she sees Zakenu didn't see for 6 months, then 28, 30, 31, that would be Machlokes. Taz was Beis Yosef. That means according to Taz, we definitely get a Vesha Enik for. Mashengi Beis Yosef, the Shach said, the Lof is the Chol and Gedder of Lof. No Shach at all. Is there Ksavim by Kates of Zakenu? That means no by Katana, there's no Ksavim. Is there a Chum of Zakenu over Katana? So there is a part of Meiris that's brought down by the Pesach Chum, and said, Kuf Tzadik Aleph, and said, there is no Ksavim by Zakenu, like a Katana. However, the Loch in before Simukul Tzadi Sif Nun Beis and the Amon Sif Mem Hei, he speaks out against the Sugya of Kliyas. Are we telling on an Einaroya upon a case of Aroya? And the Machab brings down a case of Zakenu. That by Zakenu, the Loch is she's not Roya, she put tell upon a Roya, therefore the Roya will be Tommy, she will not be Tommy. They point out all that Chumma against the Palamiris, and they come down that Zakenu has a Chumma over Ketano, that there is a Sugya of Kisaman, and we should be Tommy, but no rest. Should be Tamil no West. Well, she's Tamil, she had a Sugya Kisam over here. A second Chum we have is a Zakenu over Ketano, is Siflam and Aleph. She has a case over here that she did not see. She comes back and sees on the same Veskvor, where the Chodesh Ra'af Lava, by Ketano, not Chodesh at all. Mashiach, in my case of Zakenu, will give again a Vesha Enikvor. That means even though Zakenu and Ketano usually go hand in hand, there are two Chumas of Zakenu over Ketano, one in Kisam, one when you get your Veskvor back again. Do you get a Vesha Enikvor? Now come on to Gemara, and we'll do the Simcha of Tess over here, is what is a Zakenu? Read the Gemara slowly, you need two things over here. The Gemara over here says that first of all, was Zakenu, all Kolshek of herself called her a Zakenu, all her friends, nice friends, called her old lady over here. And then the Gemara says an example, Ima, and Ena Busha. And also have the case of a Kimul Enis. That means to be a Zakenu, you need two things. The fact that she passed Kimul Enis is not Zakenu. The fact that a friend called Zakenu is not she's a Zakenu. She needs both. It's Zakenu and passes the Gimel Oinus. So I find Gimel Oinus is Sif Chav Tes. Zakenu is Sif Chav Tes over here. Now, what does it mean when a friend's caller is Zakenu? So the Gemara discusses in Machalik Sabir Amaroi, does it mean a case over here when she's not Levayish calling her Zakenu, or she's not Machbid calling her Zakenu? What comes out, let's say an example, a person who's not Machbid is at age 45. A person who's not Levayish is at the age 50. So let's say someone calls Zakenu at age 47. Is that enough to be a Zakenu and she's not see three times as a Sugya of Zakenu? So Gemara comes out, no maskan over here. The words of the Machaber bring down Einicha Sheshesh. What does that mean? Does it mean the get over here is like a Bushu or Machpedis? Again, the Gedir being Machpedis is a lower age, person more Machped of 45, and the Bushu in the case of 50 over here. So come on, the Taz says, you read the Machaber, and what he means over here, a case of Bushu. That means she'll have to be older, be nichlin get of Zakenu over here. Case of Bush over here. The Chacham was not nice, it went this way. They point out, Bush should not clear, not go that way. Look at the Rambam, he said the get of Machpedis at a younger age. That means they'll cool over here. The Rashbo, at least in the case of the Kotzer, he won the case of Machpedis, the Orchish logic. The Meiri, the Rav Mishnayis, the Smagis Eva Mitzvahs, they say the get of Machpedis, and therefore, they want to even argue the Pshad Machaber over here. Look at the Gwen says, read the Machaber. In the Cheshesh is the case of Machpedis over here. Deal with the Levorosh, Tosh Shlomim, and the Rav Karchaim, but Ikki the Pashim say the getaway is Machpedis and Kulo. Then when someone calls a Zakenu, comes to the Baris, she's not Machped against it, she's Nichol, what the category of Zakenu over here. Now they do discuss, once you say you get over Machpelas, who's Akpado? Let's say she's 80 years old, she's very Machpid. You have your own personal Akpado over here. Well, let's say she's 30 years old, she's not Machpid, she's probably Mr. Kano. So come over the base station, something that twice, something that Nishalmi. It says the halacha is to go after the world, not after her. And that's been doing that way in the Ramah. The Ramah says, she would be as a Kano. It's not that she's fit, it's someone that, not that she decides, but what the world that sees over here decides over here. Just to me, it's a little bit interesting that certainly less than 30 you're not as a Kano, it's clear, over 80 you are as a Kano. Is there a middle ground that we can ask her? Let's say she's 50. Is there a great area? When exactly are friends switch all call as a Kano? All them call at the same time? I mean, what exactly is that stage? Like, two friends call as a Kano and two don't. So now what is it? Do we ask her? We don't ask her? We have to have all the friends, some of the friends. Sounds like sounds like no. Go after whatever she would call as a Kano. However, there's a troop of anointed people, that's how we ask her. Pasha sounds like a town, we have a base station. We're talking about a place game. The lock is to go after the Tzibur. I think there is a great area that we can't ask her if she Machpid, not Machpid. She's in the, could be in the parish. No one switched over exactly the same time. When you switch over, so, the lock of Adi go after the Tzibur, after the world. But where do you switch over to being a case of the Kano? You can start climbing Yishlodin to go after, to ask her if she be Machpid, not Machpid. Now, the words of the Gemara is Imo Imo. That means we all call our mothers mothers. Therefore, all this together of the Kano. He tells your mother, she's old lady, she won't be too happy with that. So what does it mean, Ima Ima? So the Rambam of Pirush Mishnah says, Ima means a case of a title. A title is L'Shabbos Oizen, Mother Teresa, right? Call mother, it's a title over here. Yeah. Or, so another saying, bring down the Ima Miriam, Mother Mary, right? It's a title over here. So we don't have this concept over here. It's a title. I'll explain that you have a title. Everyone, I think, understands these words. So, it seems to be there was a time in society that's brought down from the Gemara that a mother with a title of the idea of title when he gave to Sikkanim. The way the Rambam brings down in the Yad, he says, the example is Sikkanim. He calls an old lady. He said, old lady, Sikkanim. The Mir brings down the Lashon and Sikkanim. The Svarim is my name. First, I say what they say, what Mufakim was saying. The Baal HaShulchan and at least 10 Svarim bring down the Lashon of Safta. The way the Shai Torah brings it down, and a bunch of Svarim will get to a case of Bobby. Or the way the Pesach Elocha brings down the case of Granny, the Shai Torah brings down the case of Mammy. Just for everyone here, that's Hebrew, Yiddish, English, and Spanish. Four different Lashonis are brought down by the Svarim.
Granny sounds oldest.
They're, by the best of them, they're all in English. I say you call it Granny, right? That's what you call it in English. So it's Bobby, Safta, Granny, and Mammy. Now this, to bring down those names to being Zakeno, there seems to be an obvious problem here. Now, the fact they call Safta, if people mock or not, when I get married, I was first son-in-law, my son by Yehuda, he was the first grandson, and we can't call my shviger Safta. She's like, I'm not a Safta. I'm too young to be a Safta. I'm no way a Safta. And I learned the concept of being Machpid. She was very Machpid. Now she is 40, 50 of them, I know, a bunch of grandkids, 60. She walks around in a cap, Safta, whatever. She's very proud of it. But at least then, when my son, when he was born. So the concept of being Machpid, I learned. But the question is that really so? Why? The question of these names, Bobby and Safta, what, when you have some grandkids, Baruch Hashem, I'm in the parish already. So I married your grandmother. So the question over here is, what do you want the kids to go call them? What do you want the grandkids to go call them? What's the choice? You have to call them something. So you call either Granny or Bobby or Safta. Is it because she's old? And then after a bunch of grandkids, so she get used to being called Safta. I don't know whether there's any way, that's for carrot, that should mean nothing. Back then, all this rumbling down, Safta, Bobby, that should be mamash be nothing. You have to. That's, you gotta call her something. If you call my wife, old lady, you get very offended. Call her Safta, she's very proud. I have a grandmother, give her the kudos for us. That has to be a little together, there's a cane over here. So, to wait, maybe to answer, what the Chodshani says over, which is a Gishmak way of saying, the worst of Gemara is when your friends call her Zakeno. Chodshani says, I mean, basically, when you walk in the street, you have your kid next to you and say good morning, Safta. You better make sure she's a Safta. You tell that to my wife, she won't be too happy about that. You tell any old lady, tell your kid, no, this is Safta Miriam, say good morning, Safta over here. Fine, at a certain age, when you have a very cool of that, not the kids and the grandkids, you have to call her something over here. So the way, and the article brings down that way, it brings down the Choshani, doesn't mean the kids or people call it that way. Because of course you have to call it something. And that means what the Swam say, that example, it needs, I suffered the example. It's not when we call Safta Mami grandma. It means when her friends or people in the street or that Chem call it that way, that means they're going to get up as a king already. That means you walk by a person or after your grandmother and you call it that way, Safta, she'll be a little bit offended unless you know her, you call them Safta grandkids. That's be something that her friends are calling because she's a Zikane already. Now the question is, what age is that exactly? The Pana Meir has a Shuvah discussing 15 and 3. The Shmash Tara says the age of 60 over here. The Nebu Huda has a Shuvah about the 67 in the case of this one get up Zikane. They do ask the question, come over to the Yasta, the Shari Torah, why does Chazal say when a friend's called Zikane? Just give an age. Say a specific number over here. So say what you say, that people have an age. It really depends upon the devil, their characteristics, how they live life, and everyone can change. And that means, especially in my age, like around 50, some people can look around. Not yet, almost. So there are people around my age that they can mamish look 60, 70, they can look 30, 40, that's really stretching it, but a mamish can fluctuate 20 year difference. I mean, the same classmates, mamish, because of course, you can mamish have, over time, people are affected, whether it's the previous or the Chassanias, or the Chassanias or the previous, either way you want to look upon it. And there are some people who are 50 years old who are spring chicken, some people are 50 years old and there's one foot in the grave. Mamish, they can look that way. And the Messias Mamish changes over here. Simon, men and women, the same thing. Life takes a toll on the person, or the person's characteristics takes a toll upon himself. And however way you want to define it or look upon it, it takes a toll. And therefore, Echnami, the Teva and the Messias of a person to be a Zekeno, there is no age. There are people out there who are a massive chios in the 60, 70, 80, and there are people who are. People can be 20 years old, have a midlife crisis, right? They develop very quickly over here, right? And the people, there are kids who are 5 years old, acting teenagers, right? People develop at different stages over here, each one onto their own, each one with their own issues. So, it's not, I mean, there is no set time to give the age of Zikane, though. There are different ages. People can be 60, 70, start clearing. People who are 40, 50, start clearing. What? He says to Yesker, don't you discuss it and says to Yesker. I think that's very eerie, right? So let's talk to her. Now, the way the article brings it down, he says a woman in her 50s who might be called old. Mashing in the mid-60s will not mind being called old. Now, you can argue the point, something to argue the point if that's true or not. That's how nice he brings it down. No, that's just making money. No. So nice again, the way the article is going in the mid-60s, 50s are not people being marked. Can't be schlagen, depends on what the situation is. But I get the age of Safta, people in the 40s. I mean, that's silly. The average age is 51 and a half.
Right.
And it starts in the late 40s. It starts in the late 40s. Now, we need both. The Lachlan can be in the category of Zikana, we need both. We need number one, we call Zikana, and also pass the Aynas. If you pass three Aynas, you're not Zikana. No. Doesn't make a difference. We need both. Does not make a difference. Then the Shishar Noshim will pass the Zikana. The Noshim also, who are 30 years old, don't see the period for 90 days. No. No, that's not Chazal is saying. You can argue with them.
No.
Fine. That's a sugar with a cane. Now, best of the sugar being Siflama Bates, a vessel judge fest. I'm not sure how far they literally got to. And they saw the base system over here. On the page, nothing to show for the. So, what I'd like to do is on Sunday, finish the simin. On the Monday, go through Siflama Bates. That numerous things are very practical off the Maisa. Which is not on the page, off the page. On Tuesday, I have Chazar Kol Beit Dalet. Wednesday and Thursday, Chazar Kol Beit Tes. And the Sunday afterwards, Bez Hashem Lav Bukhina. What is close to the Shtag to learn to push themselves. That's love for Apple.